5775 at, hold on, where am I at? I'm at Pacific Avenue in Quince.
Hey, 5775, I got your request to talk. How can I help?
I have some problematic teenagers. They, you know, it's from the bus. It's not the fact that they didn't pay, but, like, one of them got in with an open container. I'm sitting there, I'm like, you can't have an open container on the bus. He's yelling. They're now calling me a faggot. He does not sound like, dude, like, you're not right, and I'm sorry. Like, you don't get insulted. You don't get to do that.
Okay, was that open container alcohol, or was it just, like, a pop or something?
I don't know. Oh, well, it was an open glass, like a cup with no lid. And that's what I was just saying, like, you can't bring those on the bus. Everything has to have a lid on it. And he just sat there and argued with me the whole time, so.
Okay, well, he shouldn't have been talking to you like that, and I apologize that they felt that that was okay for them to talk to you that way. I will say this, though, you know, I would definitely pick my battles as far as what rules to follow for, you know, things like open containers and people eating on the bus, just for your own sanity, if you get what I mean.
I do, but also, like, in, like, again, it's not the fact that they don't have fare. I don't hassle them about that. But also, like, I have people that spill crap on the bus all day long. And it's just, you know, it just makes for an unpleasant ride for the people coming in after. And I'm just, you know, but it's then the follow-up with, you know, the words that they were calling me that it's just like, no, that's not going to fly.
And absolutely, and I understand both of that, and especially, you know, if they're using derogatory terms for you, that's, I get that. Are they still on your bus, or did they get off, and if so, where did they get off?
They are still on the bus.
Okay, can I get a description of them?
Yeah, it's the one, he's about 5'10", I would say he's a teenager, big, bushy brown hair, he's wearing a black t-shirt, blue jeans.
Okay, is he white, black, Asian, Hispanic?
Caucasian.
Okay, so white male, 5'10", brown, bushy hair, black t-shirt, blue jeans, and then was there anybody else that we need to get descriptions for?
No, he's the only one that was given me the attitude and calling the name, so.
Okay. Do we need to tie the bus up at this time, or is this something we can continue with for now, and I'll try to get a supervisor over to you?
I'm almost at the end of the route, so part of me is, you know, like, I told him that he can't ride. I told him that he needs to ride the following bus, and I just, this is just becoming the issue that, you know, people come on, they feel like they can say and do anything they want to us, and, you know, I don't know, I'm just, it's frustrating.
No, I understand. It's been a very rough couple years. Well, I would say this, if he's not bothering anybody at this time and he's not being aggressive towards you or saying anything derogatory towards you at this point, if you're okay to get out to the end of the line just to get a break and get him off your bus, would try to do that. I have a supervisor, but that supervisor is tied up with a malfunctioning gate arm over on by Beaverton Transit Center. So it will be a little bit for a supervisor. If I need to call police, I can call police, but that's completely up to you as far as what you're comfortable doing at this point.
Okay, well, they just got off the bus, so I'm going to keep rolling. Thank you.